paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
The morning seems to be going fast. Is that because of the time change? Let's find out how it affects all of us, especially health-wise. And Dr. Michael Awad, is that how you pronounce it, Doc?
That's correct, Bob. How are you doing?
Well, I don't want to say the percentage. Dr. Awad is the chief of sleep surgery at Northwestern. Is it jet lag? Is that what we're all feeling this morning?
Well, a little bit. Daylight savings time actually began as an economic argument. It was designed to conserve energy, particularly during those summer months. But it turns out those energy savings, especially as we move into this more modernized society that we're all in, with more availability of electricity, it hasn't really panned out the way that it was originally intended. But we'll come to talk about that.
I drive everybody crazy because for about a week I talk about the new time and the old time because I feel I'm affected. And everybody tells me, get over it. It takes one day and then your body's reset. Is that true?
It's not really. Daylight savings time definitely has a significant impact on our body. Even 1 hour of time change can take a number of days for our body to acclimate to because it partially dissociates our internal body clock, or what we call our circadian rhythm, with the sun clock. And our body does need to be in line with our environmental cues. Our body actually does a very good job at taking cues from the environment, such as light, temperature, and others, in order to really acclimatize our body to its outside cues and what's going on in the environment around us.
So what can we do to get reset quicker?
Well, it's important, first of all, now that we're kind of already past the time change, as we're leading up to the time change, one of the things that can be done is advancing your clock a little bit by about 15 minutes each night, just to kind of get you to the point where you are more in line with this 1 hour time change, so it's not a sudden overnight change. This particular time change that we went through, where we're gaining 1 hour, is actually a great opportunity for us to increase the amount of sleep that we're getting, because most of us, in fact, 70% of the American population, are sleep deprived by at least an hour to an hour and a half, if not more. So here's a good opportunity. Start going to bed a little bit earlier. Now you've got that extra hour in there. Add that in. Don't just cut out that hour to get it back. Really use that as an opportunity to try to get towards that 8 hour sleep recommendation that most of us should be getting.
I read that unlike the spring where we spring forward.
You got it.
Unlike that, researchers have found that the Tuesday after daylight saving time ends in the fall, there's a 21% reduction in heart attacks. So we're doing something to make us healthier. What's going on?
Well, it's really interesting. There's this global experiment that happens on about 2 billion people every year. And this is, this phenomenon or this concept of daylight savings time. And we know from a very interesting study that was published that during that spring forward, there's about a 24% increase in heart attacks in the Monday following that initial daylight savings time or spring forward, that 1 hour reduction in sleep. And we think this has to do, first of all, with the fact that we are already so sleep deprived. But while the exact mechanism is unknown, we know that when we settle down to go to sleep, one of the important drivers or one of the important physiologic responses is actually a drop in blood pressure. And when you truncate your sleep, we do reduce that amount of drop in blood pressure that happens. And obviously we know that blood pressure is important because when the blood pressure is high, it can put extra stress and strain on all of our vital organs, including our heart. And then conversely, just to show the other side of this, when we actually fall back, gaining that extra hour, as you mentioned, we see a 21% reduction in heart attacks, following that particular time shift. So a lot of this really has to do with us already being so sleep deprived that even a 1 hour difference puts us into that critical zone. But it's a very interesting finding. And also it's more than just heart attacks. We know that the incidence of fatal car accidents, so those kind of deadly car accidents, really increases by as much as 6% following the time change. And we also see a loss in productivity, as well as, you know, workplace accidents that can happen. So it's important after these time changes to be cognizant of the fact that even though you may not feel the impacts, to be to kind of overcome that with a little bit more focus, to also make sure that you're keeping a very regular sleep schedule. That means going to bed at the same time every night and waking up at the same time every day to try to combat this as much as possible.
And that's true now and also in the spring. You're saying that that's true for both time changes in the year?
It is important. It's important for us to acclimatize our body. Otherwise, you know, we can find that we're feeling a little bit sluggish. And one of the best ways that we can do that is really by getting early morning light. One of the biggest drivers, in fact, the biggest driver of our internal body clock is external light. So this morning, as you're getting up, rather than kind of wandering around the house in the darkness, try to get, if you can't get outside because it's a little bit chilly this morning, at least be near a window. Have your morning coffee by the window, have your morning tea by the window, whatever you do, ideally a glass of water, but hey, that's your prerogative. So be near a window, allow that light exposure, which tells your internal body clock or your circadian rhythm that actually it's time to be awake now.
Well, it's going to be mostly sunny at least this week, so there you go. Thanks to Dr. Michael Awad, Chief of Sleep Surgery at Northwestern, and we'll talk to you again in the spring.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Have a good day, Doc. Thank you.